You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7 o'clock on the dot. And next is your favorite. I know it's mine. It's Queen Talk. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Say Show. What's that? Running Fridays and Saturdays, October 19th, 20th, and 26th, 27th at the Paris Theater in Portland. This Ukrainian music theater ensemble uses live music, projections, puppetry, and original text and songs to ask, how do we understand the world around us? To answer, the puppet cabaret will draw on real-time events, Facebook feeds, Ukrainian poetry, vamps, and improvised action. Again, that's Say Show, What's That? Fridays and Saturdays, October 19th and 20th, 26th and 27th at the Paris Theater, 6 Southwest 3rd Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Law for the People Convention from October 31st through the 4th at the Benson Hotel in Portland. Registration is now open for this 5-day conference. Panels and workshops include Facing Fascism, What's the NLG's Role in Defending Resistance to Fascism? Movement Lawyering for Racial Justice. Disaster Capitalism, Colonialism and Climate Change. What it means to do movement legal support in indigenous communities, and much more. Again, registration is now open for the Law for the People National Lawyers Guild Convention from October 31st through the 4th at the Benson Hotel, 309 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. Swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you, hoes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Queen Talk. I know that you missed me. I'm back and better. I want to mention that during tonight's episode, the phone lines are open for listeners to call in at any point and add to the discussion. The phone number to call is 503-231-8187. And tonight we will be discussing October's most notorious holiday, which is Halloween. In the spirit of spooky season, can I have my guests, which is just one right now, we're waiting for Paris, to introduce themselves and their favorite person, place, or thing that they have dressed up as for Halloween.
Well, my name's Alicia. I guess my favorite person, place, or thing that I've dressed up for Halloween, it's going to have to be this year. Can I talk about this year?
Yeah.
I'm dressing up as Tina from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, my gosh. You would. You would.
I mean, I'm not trying to go for that whole, like, slutty look. So, yeah. Might as well do something,
cute. That's sometimes fun on Halloween. Like, whatever. No shame over here.
No, for real.
I think my favorite costume... I feel like every year my costumes get better, but I'm not dressing up this year, which is like a bummer.
What?
I mean, I'm not doing anything.
I mean, I'm not either, but you can still dress up in your house.
I'm just going to be a cat, I think, which is like normally what I am. So every year for the past 4 years, I've been a cat and
except
some version of Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was a cat.
Yeah.
I was a cat last year, too.
Wait, what? I thought you were Beyonce last year.
I was, but okay. I was a cat one night, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm just, that's just like my thing. But either This last year, I was Beyonce from Austin Powers Gold Member.
That was my favorite.
I loved that.
That was my favorite.
And shout out to Naomi, who made my costume. It rocked. And then the year before that, I was Beyonce from the Formation Tour. No, wait. On the Run 1. Sorry. On the Run 1. And I, like, had this whole, like, sheer... It's so crazy that I found it, too. Where did I find it? What's that, like, shoe site that's, like, GoJane? Is it GoJane?
GoJane? Just... I don't know.
There's, I don't know. Just Fab. Shoot it. It was one of the shoe sites, but they have clothes, mm-hmm. too. And I was, like, scrolling. I was, like, oh, my gosh. It would be so perfect if I could find, like, a sheer leotard that's, like, long sleeve... And sparkly, because that's like one that she wore.
Oh, I remember this one too. Yeah. And then the year before, you did the one with...
Single ladies. Was I single ladies?
No. It was the Jordan... Wasn't it the Jordan onesie?
Feeling Myself music video. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj and Beyonce. Yeah, so just really stellar times. And I'm really sad that I'm not going to be Beyonce. But I think I'll just be Beyonce dressed up as a cat. So that's just like what I'm going for. So yeah, there's that. So I guess we'll just wait for Paris and we'll ask her about later. But the transition from summer to fall is one of my favorites. I love watching the physical changes outdoors, like the leaves and just the colors and the like darkness. I'm like really right. into that.
I like the rain. I'm just like really, the there's no rain right now. I'm like, can we just, I need it.
I know, but I'm kind of loving this too because I need to get to the pumpkin patch. So it needs to hold out. But of course, my two favorite holidays are coming up, which are Halloween and Thanksgiving. But unfortunately, Halloween time sparks a lot of controversy in the world due to people's choice in costumes and decorations. And then oftentimes this controversy stems from allegations of cultural appropriation or downright inappropriateness, distastefulness. So the actress and model Kruchi Tran, aka Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, but she's actually like a human and not just Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend.
She was on that show Claws. She did really good there.
Okay, no, we're not talking about that. Okay. She was recently criticized for taking part in pre-Halloween festivities and dressing up as Princess Tiana from Princess and the Frog. If you don't know that Disney movie, it's really great. Check it out if you want to. So this article is from Madame Nure, and I'm just going to read it, and then we can chat about it. So Kruchi Tran got dolled up as Princess Tiana for the new ColourPop in Disney collection. ColourPop is a makeup collection, like whatever. Clad in a green gown. I'm just reading this. Clad in a green gown, white gloves, a beautiful crown, and jewels around her neck. The actress was the epitome of royalty. Tran has a few collections with the ColourPop brand, so there was no surprise that she'd show her support and enthusiasm. People loved her rendition of the princess, while others felt she was less qualified to represent an African-American princess. One user said, "I love you, but like, let's have a black woman who's mixed with black do this next time." And then another person said, "This is cute and all, but I mean, why not Mulan? Something a part of your heritage, lol." Someone else said, "Can brown girls have something to themselves? Dang." Unbeknownst to these followers and many others, she indeed is half black, so surprise.
I know, like, how, I mean, she's got color to her in general. I don't see why it really,
right,
I don't get, understand people just sometimes. Don't people are anything. So extra.
Tran has never kept her background a secret. Her father is African-American and her mother is Vietnamese. Still, Tran wasn't black enough to represent the Disney princess because her skin tone wasn't brown enough. Beautiful makeup, however, Princess Tiana is black and should stay that way for all of the little black girls in the world. I think Mulan would have been a better choice. Representation matters a lot. Love you, though. Sneak diss. Representation does matter. It's very important for our younger girls of color to see themselves in all the positive aspects of this world. Growing up, there was no Princess Tiana. True. Right. The idea of diversity in the Disney Corporation is fairly new. Until 2009, there were no black princesses. We grew up being black Princess Jasmine, Snow White, Cinderella's, and Belles. I was all of those. Because we weren't represented, we took these characters and made them our own. Perhaps for Tran, Princess Tiana represents her. Suggesting that she should be Mulan is insensitive, as Mulan is Chinese, not Vietnamese. Simply put, Tran is half black, not half Chinese. Not a big deal to some, but if you call a Dominican a Puerto Rican, they'll quickly correct you, as would anyone else who got addressed as something that they are not. Is it right for us to negate what she identifies as because her skin isn't brown enough? She's not auditioning for a role in a movie. She spent one day dressed as a princess to celebrate the launch of a cosmetics line that she has frequently collaborated with. What do you think? Was Carucci wrong for dressing as a black Disney star, or are we being too sensitive?
No, because she's black.
So I know.
She's black. It doesn't matter if she's quarter black, 1/8, whatever, she still has black in her. Her father's black. She should be able to dress up whatever she wants. And like this article says, we all dressed up as black Mulans, black
right.
Belles, black Cinderellas, whatever it may be. I don't think it should really matter. I mean,
for real.
That goes into, I mean, I understand because I'm a half breed and nobody ever see, like, nobody ever considers me as black, so I understand, but I don't know.
Yeah. What do you guys think? You should call in to 503-231-8187 and tell us. I agree. I feel like it's just like, I don't know. I was all the Disney princesses, and I just feel like there's like room for everyone to mm-hmm. be any Disney princess they want to. It's like a character, and most of them are animated. Like, yeah, they do have races and ethnicities allegedly, but like, there's that whole like fairy tale-esque kind of like fantasy part of it too, where it's like there is room for everyone to dress up as this character. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as you're not being like racist while you're dressed up right. as Mulan, I feel like it's okay to, you know, especially for kids, like, are you really gonna tell a kid, you know, whatever, a black little girl or boy or anyone, you can't be
something
because you're black?
Right.
I just feel like it's not fair.
It's not fair at all.
Yeah. So another instance of kind of like not coolness in Halloween comes from CNBC. So the online retailer Yandy.
This Yandy site was on every article that I ever looked up too.
Really?
This, yeah, if you
this,
like
this thing that yeah, we're gonna talk about.
That Yandy was literally every single website has talked about, like, that's where you get those costumes from.
Yandy has some cute stuff. They have like cute lingerie and just like cute little outfits for mm-hmm. your, you know, loved one or for yourself. What of? Anyways, they decided to sell a Handmaid's Tale outfit. Okay, this is the thing. I don't know a Handmaid's Tale.
It's a TV show.
Okay. I know, and everyone keeps talking about it, but I'm like, I saw the preview, and I'm like, that is messed up. Like, I don't want to watch that.
It's a really good show. It's a really That's good what show. Keeps it's saying. So good. I haven't caught up to season 2, but it's really, really good. And it's,
really?
I'm telling you, you should watch it. It's on Hulu. It's so good. It looks messed up, and it kind of is, but yeah. like, you get so caught into it. It's really good.
I don't know. I have a lot of shows going right now. but I want to read you guys this article again, so get ready for my great voice. Okay, so this is from CNBC. It turns out maybe oppression isn't sexy after all. Duh. Like, what? Online retailer Yandy listed a Brave Red Maiden Halloween costume for nearly $65. First of all, that's way too much.
Jesus.
$65, people. Referencing
might as well just get a curtain.
Seriously. The garb. Women forced into surrogacy wear in Hulu's series The Handmaid's Tale. The provocative rendition includes a red cape, mini dress, and a white bonnet. This is a quote from somebody. An upsetting dystopian future has emerged where women no longer have a say, the description reads. Oh, that's the description of the thing. However, we say be bold and speak your mind in this exclusive Brave Red Maiden costume. The Halloween costume instantly sparked outrage across social media. One Twitter user shared a screenshot of the costume and asked, why? Sarcastically adding, nothing like a sexy victim for Halloween. Another user said, this is so far from the point, I can't even. While another added, our society doesn't take the assault of real women seriously. Why should they take the assault of fictional women seriously? Good point. Yandy responded to the brewing controversy by removing the listing from its site. The Phoenix-based company issued an apology in the place of the previous link to the costume. Over the last few hours, it has become obvious that our Yandy, brave red maiden costume, is being seen as a symbol of women's oppression rather than an expression of women's empowerment. What? This is unfortunate, as it was not our intention on any level. The statement continued, given the sincere, heartfelt response supported by numerous personal stories we've received, we are removing the costume from our site. The iconic red cloak from Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale has become a feminist symbol of protest against women's oppression around the world. Recently, demonstrators donned the costume outside Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination hearing. In fact, Yandy revealed the symbol of resistance influenced the Halloween costume many have deemed distasteful. Our initial inspiration to create the piece was through witnessing its use in recent months as a powerful protest image. The statement said, Yandy continued, we support our customers being comfortable in their own skin, regardless of who they are or what they choose to wear. Our corporate ideology is rooted in the female empowerment and gender empowerment overall. Okay, that was so much, like so many words. What do you think about that? You know The Handmaid's Tale.
So, I mean,
what is it about? Because I feel like that didn't even really give me a good description.
So, pretty much the show is like the government takes over. Whatever, you know, that's already there.
The government has taken over.
I mean, it's whatever. So, pretty much there's a whole change in the government where women are no longer allowed to have jobs. If you are fertile, you become a surrogate. And you are a surrogate for a rich family. And instead of
killing
I mean, if you're not fertile, you become what's called a Marsha, I don't know, so you're pretty much like a housemaid. You cook for all the handmaids, you cook for the family, like the handmaids are pretty much like a sex slave, in other words, I guess. I don't know. And so pretty much you are forced to fornicate with the husband in between the wife's legs and conceive a baby, and then
and
after
you want
that
me to watch the show.
It's so messed up, but it's so good.
Have you seen this? Paris is here. Absolutely.
No.
Hi everybody. No, I know nothing.
It's a really good show. It's really messed
it
up, but it's pretty
triggering.
Good. The girl that plays Puse from Orange is the New Black is on there.
Wait, which girl?
The girl Puse. That plays Puse.
Oh.
It's good. It's good. And pretty much like you find the beginning starts off with the main girl and her daughter and her husband running through the forest, and like she gets separated from her daughter and her husband and has no idea what's going on. Now she's like forced to have this name. I think her name was like O'Glaughlin or something weird.
It sounds like a binge.
It's a binge show.
Sounds like
it's
a show you're gonna just have to binge.
It's so good. There's only two seasons, but it's so good. But do
anarchy or like do the handmaids people like revolt? Or
pretty
no?
much. There is the main girl. She pretty much tries to. And whenever you do, you get beaten, and you have to like greet in a certain way. So it's like, God be with us, or like, to God be His glory. Yeah, and there's like a specific way of how you do things. There's an episode where they have to stone a girl because she had an affair with the husband. Like, and it just got, it gets real crazy. So
Yandy thinks that it was a good idea to make that into a costume.
Think of it as like Orange is the New Black. They had jail, prison. Yeah.
That's the same.
It's not necessarily the same, but like they're just trying to make a costume
it's
of
like
the TV show.
It's like literally somebody like dressing up as Hannah Baker from 13 Reasons Why. Like, that's messed up.
I know. I'm not saying it's right.
No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to give people, like, another...
It's pretty... Yeah, that or, like... what's another good one? Never mind.
I don't know. That just, like, came to me.
Right.
Paris, what... Do you celebrate Halloween? Or have
no.
you?
Have
you?
I mean, you well... In the past? Yeah, like, I've gone trick-or-treating, but I don't really... I don't like scary stuff, so I don't... I'm not into, like... I do the pumpkin patch, but I don't want to be in any like mazes or like haunted houses.
Yeah,
I feel like
chainsaw or anything. If they can attack me, I should be able to attack them. That's how I feel. Amen. And they get so mad, so I
they
just don't do
Freight
that.
Town. I'm so sad.
Why? Because somebody did something.
I have no idea. I think they just weren't making enough money. Like the 13th door, which is one that's been open since we were like.
I was about to say maybe it was just tired.
It probably was. I think Scream at the Beach got canceled too.
I've never even heard of that.
That one was so much fun. They're all haunted houses.
I feel like I always, like, even in college, I feel like I dressed up out of feeling like obligation to show up at parties and costumes. But then I feel like when I look back at the pictures, I'm literally like, we all just look mad dumb.
Really? What was your favorite costume?
I was Black Impossible one year, and that one was pretty good.
Yes.
But other than that, I don't even think I have a favorite. Maybe I just have really dumb costumes.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I really want to be Tomb Raider one year.
Oh, that'll be that's cute. A good one.
Like Kuruchu is Tomb Raider.
That's cute.
Lara Croft.
You're not going to be that this year?
No, we just...
Kitty Beyonce.
Yeah. Okay, of course.
Again.
No.
Oh, Kayla's Beyonce. Shocker.
Okay. We went through her last, like, 4 years of costumes. So I was like, oh, Beyonce from this one? Or are you talking about Beyonce from this one? She's like, no, that was the year before.
Last year was bomb, though. I remember your costume. Ew. That was super bomb. Yeah.
I told Tevin when I'm pregnant that I want to be pregnant Beyonce for Halloween.
Perfect.
Like, you know, her baby shower.
Which one? Or like the flowers.
Yeah. Okay.
The flower veil.
The flowers?
Yeah,
or
pregnant
do you want the one
with the twins, Beyonce. Okay. Sorry, I should say that.
You could be like Love on Top in the, you know, and when then she I revealed reveal. It with the purple. She had like a purple jacket on. Right?
Yeah,
it depends
on how pregnant I am. If I'm bit pregnant, then I'll do that.
Or you could do the one where she had the gold crown on, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
that one. Or get this. I'm trying to get Tevin into Let's Have a Baby. Dress up as Beyonce when she was on the interview and her stomach folded in and everybody said that she was faking her pregnancy. Do you remember that one?
I honestly don't.
Okay. Well, people who know, just know that.
I remember. Let's speak it into existence.
I have a lot of ideas. But yeah, you guys, you know something else? So I was like reading more into this Yandy thing because I was just like, how could they be so dumb? And then I saw, like, you know, people, because it was on Twitter, like a thread, and they were like, but they still have all these costumes. And then they like did a screenshot of all these like Native American sexy costumes and stuff like that. And it's like, what do you guys think about that? I mean, I'm not Native, but
We're talking about the Native American ones. I think it's wrong. I think it is like completely wrong because everybody has this like Native Americans don't like being called Indians. Like straight up, and they have these like sexy Indian and like you know warrior princess sexy something. Like I wouldn't want somebody that's like sexy blackface,
right?
Or like or they have like sexy little Tijuana and it's like a little poncho and a sombrero. I'm like, that's not cool.
A thing.
It's on Yandy.
Oh shoot! Yeah, they gotta just, Yandy is canceled. Everybody, just to let you know, we're canceling.
Like,
Yandy.
Why can't she just be like a sexy crayon? And just
or just a cat,
right?
Or like a slice of pizza,
right? Oh yes.
Ooh yeah.
What do you guys think about? I was thinking about this the other day because both of my little brothers are dressing up as Black Panther.
Oh yes.
But is there a way for that to be like appropriative and not okay, or is it fine?
No, it's a superhero.
Totally fine for everyone. Anyone can be Black Panther.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got a mask.
Okay, this
What about Disney princesses?
Well, that's what we're just talking about because they had an issue with Princess Tiana or Kuruchu dressed up as Princess Tiana and everybody gave her crap for it because it was...
She's not dark enough.
I remember when I was like 9 years old being Mulan.
So was I. I can pull the picture right now.
You were Mulan?
Yeah.
Mulan I was Snow White.
I was every single
princess
one except Snow White.
I was Tinkerbell like one year. I was Cinderella another year. Yeah, I guess I was a lot
I
of the princesses too.
I can't even tell
too.
You all of them. I remember my mom tried to dress me up as Winnie the Pooh when I was 3, so.
Yo, I was Baby Bop, and that was awesome.
Yo,
do you guys remember Baby
lit.
Bop
yes.
from Barney?
I have a stuffed animal Baby Bop that. From my childhood. That's like one of the few stuffed animals I've kept.
Oh my gosh.
Baby Bop is very near and dear.
Yeah.
I need to see a picture of that.
I'm gonna tell my mom to send me one. Well, we want to hear from you guys if anyone is out there. Or we're just talking to ourselves and Dell. the phone number is 503-231-8187. And yeah, we'll be right back after the short music break.
Put a spell on you. lost your mind. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You're mine. Spell on you because I'm your mind.
It's gonna be you. Hey everyone out there, if you are, you can go ahead and call us at 503-231-8187 and talk to us and say things. We're talking about Halloween and cultural appropriation and fun stuff about Halloween, but mostly not fun stuff. So during the break, we were all just sitting here talking about Hocus Pocus, and which is a Halloween movie. And Alicia has this article that she wants to chat about.
Okay, so I found this article on Huffington Post talking about Bette Midler, who is the main witch from Hocus Pocus, and how she had to apologize for saying women are the N-word of the world. Repeated, beaten, enslaved, married off, worked with like dumb animals. They're the most disrespected creatures on earth. Says the 72-year-old star on Thursday shared an awful take on feminism with an equally awful song title. She defended her problematic message two times before deleting the tweet altogether and apologizing a few hours later. The total tweet says, "Women are the N-word of the world, raped, beaten, enslaved, married off, worked like dumb animals, denied education and inheritance, enduring the pain and danger of childbirth and life in silence for thousands of years. They're the most disrespected creatures on earth." The tone-deaf tweet frightened her fans. Midler was actually quoting the title of 1972 song written by John Lennon and Yoko Ono, which was just as problematic then as it is now. Unassumed, thousands of people replied to Medler, pointing out that she would have been it should have been obvious it is not okay for her, a white woman or any non-black woman for that matter, to use that word. People also stressed that the struggle of white women can't be compared to the history of racism, violence, systematic oppression that women that black women have faced, which her tweet perhaps unwittingly erased. So people are saying black women exist, but this is not why we can't have nice things, or this is why we can't have nice things. Black women are literally and legally property. Fact, many white women owned, abused slaves right along with their husbands. Ever seen a lynch picture? Guess what you don't see? White women crying, respect American history.
Yeah. My whole thing is like, what are you talking about? Like, what is this even like? Was this in response to something, or is this just like something like you're just sitting in the bathtub and like, hey, you know, women you know are what? The N-word of the world. Like, I just feel like it's like, okay, what about black women? They literally like are called that. I just feel like it's two separate issues that you're trying to mix into one.
It just doesn't
it's almost like she's calling herself out. Like, girl, you know, like you know what you're saying already. Like, okay, so.
I think she is.
And what are you doing?
It could have been just like a publicity
and
stunt.
I thought that quote, I've heard that quote before at the end, and I'm pretty sure it's Malcolm X, and he said black women are the most disrespected.
And it's so, and that's what's
why
overlaid
are you
in
trying to like
right
like say it's Yoko Ono or whatever, like you're kind of like messing it up, I feel like, and like mixing different mantras and like quotes together. But yeah, so not really into Hocus Pocus anymore. So I just
so
feel like
sad
because
I just recorded it on my DVR.
Yeah, but she should know better
it's
than
so
that.
It's so wrong. Her response to it was, it rang true then and it rings true today, whether you like it or not. This is not about race. This is about the status of women, their history.
Racial slurs, however, this is not about race.
How is it not about race, but you literally are saying like the N-word?
Yeah, right. I feel like... the white fragility on that one is just too strong.
Then it starts
too
talking
potent.
About Brett Kavanaugh.
Maybe it had to do with that. I don't know. I got to read more into
it. I would assume so. I mean, that's what it looks like it's saying. I'm not really sure. He gets tied into everything right now, so I kind of...
Yeah. Okay. Truly. Well, not into Bette Midler. No. But I want to bring up another thing, which is a video. I want to share it. From Teen Vogue's website posted last Halloween time, so last year. The video includes six women from various cultural, ethnic, and racial backgrounds speaking out against costumes that are offensive to their cultures. Maybe we can just like cue that up really quick, because I think... Okay. No, it's okay. I can read. While it's getting queued up, I can just read what the kind of dialogue was that goes with the video. So this is from Teen Vogue, and it says, "It's time to change the conversation around cultural appropriation. This term has been reduced to more inherent..." I don't even know what I'm reading right now. This is so wrong. Okay, sorry. I don't have my glasses on. "This term has been reduced to mere internet outrage and dismissed as a tool devised by the fun police to keep people from enjoying Halloween. But the reality is, cultural appropriation is a stain on American history. It's the manifestation..."
She's like, "Where is this going?"
I know. Yeah, right? "It's the manifestation of one of the earliest, most enduring racist ideals, the belief that people who belong to marginalized cultures are somehow less than human. Once you dehumanize someone, you can co-opt their culture with ease. Their language, dress, and customs aren't worthy of the respect you reserve for your own. On top of centuries of oppression, marginalized groups must now contend with people mocking their identity right in front of their faces. And when they speak up, critics rush to attack and silence them. In this climate, we, Teen Vogue, asked six brave women to explain what cultural appropriation means to them and how it feels to see their culture worn and discarded. Their answers reveal the painful human side of cultural appropriation." So, yeah. Once we get this queued up, you'll be able to hear these six women kind of talking about what it actually feels like to be, you know, at a Halloween party or walking down the street or even like people coming up to your home. Like, imagine like you're just like being the greatest Halloween woman ever and you're just like handing out candy and all of a sudden, yeah, like someone comes up dressed as like Colin Kaepernick in blackface. Like, what do? You just punch him in the face and shut the door. Like,
and watch them fly.
Definitely had a situation last year where I think I was like at a doctor's appointment or something like that, and I saw this like older woman, white lady, like maybe in her 60s, outside dressed as like a full geisha, like white face paint, all of this nonsense. And I'm kind of just like walking into the doctor's office and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna mind my business. I get into the elevator, I cancel the elevator, get out of the elevator, walk back outside, And I just remember walking up to her and I was like, you know, people's identities are really not a costume. And I think that you look ridiculous. And she got so mad. She was like, well, that's just your opinion.
No, that's the world's opinion.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? You are just wearing your white privilege really, 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 really well. And thank God that you're probably going to die soon because we don't need you in the world.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was really rude and that wasn't nice. But I was so mad. I feel like that was definitely not the most effective way, but you got to confront it. You got to let people know that it's like not okay.
Was this Halloween or this was just like a day and like someone was dressed as a geisha?
No, it was like Halloween time. I don't remember if it was exactly
on
Halloween day.
Some people dress up for Halloween every single day of October.
Yeah, you know, some people are so into it.
You know, in Eugene, we had like 4 days of costumes.
So yeah, that's true. At U of O, we were like, I had to buy like
six different. It was Halloween weekend.
Halloween weekend.
Yeah. Lit.
It was fun, but that's crazy. No, rude. Okay, let's cue this up. Yeah, so this is from Teen Vogue.
My name is Yasmeen Yunus. I am a first generation Iraqi American Muslim. I'm also a student and an activist.
It sucks to see that.
It's offensive. It's
like a butchering of my culture. I didn't spend 23 years as a Chinese-born American to live next to this.
I'm of multiracial descent, including Taino Arawak, which is the indigenous First Nations people of the Caribbean. We're seen as just like TV characters, you know, the savage with
so
the fringes.
Okay, so this is someone dressed as an Indian
that,
or
you know,
Native
aren't
American
even accurate.
Costume.
Even our body paint has meaning, and then, you know, you just put on this cheap paint that you probably got at the dollar store, you know, for fun because you thought it was funny. Like, my existence is just comical or hilarious to you.
I'm Kanaka Maoli, Native Hawaiian. One of the things about Hawaiian culture that not a lot of people know is that historically it was illegal to practice anything that had to do with Native Hawaiian culture. So my grandmother is currently in her 70s and she's finally learning how to dance hula. And she's been creating her hula skirt and her lei for weeks now. And this is nothing what it looks like. This costume is extremely hurtful, not only for myself, but for the generations that had to go through this erasure.
My name is Gianna, and I'm a 22-year-old recent graduate who's also African-American. The pick in particular bothers me because our hair is stigmatized as being untidy and just incredibly insensitive to the actual real struggles that African Americans have wearing their natural hair.
I identify as a first generation Latina. Obvious examples of Chola culture might be hoop earrings, drawn on eyebrows, or heavy lip liner. When people appropriate Chola culture in Halloween costumes, it erases the stories and narratives of people who identify with Chola culture.
Halloween would be the worst time to co-opt a person's culture because it's a day of dressing up as things that are completely out of the ordinary or very bold or very provocative. So wearing someone else's culture on that day is incredibly offensive because you're basically saying their culture is othered in a way that is almost funny, humorous, or, you know, scary.
When you see this costume, what do you think? People tend to think terrorist, or they tend to think barbaric, or they tend to think uncultured or uncivilized, and they make fun of that. That kind of just goes with like what the media has kind of done with my identity and my background and my religion.
You get a jacket, has a dragon on the back. It's just that they think that it's cool and nothing else. They don't find the significance of it. They see it as exotic.
I feel like they're mocking me and mocking my family, my history, my attachment to these garments.
Cultural appropriation is theft.
Cultural appropriation is taking aspects of another person's culture and using them mainly completely out of context.
Members of a dominant group borrow elements from a marginalized group while actively erasing the people of that culture and diminishing the meanings of what we practice.
The majority of us know that blackface is cultural appropriation, but that is how I view and how my people in the indigenous community view this costume. We have endured a history of being pushed into the background, that even in Hawaii, where I'm from, that we're still a minority in what is and has been our homeland.
Those are aspects of our cultures and our identities that we were told were wrong, and we were told not to be proud of, and we are told to hide and to conform, and to see folks that don't have to conform, you know, use those aspects of our identity and make it popular, make it cool, or make fun of it. That's just wrong.
Okay, so I wanted you guys to hear what they were saying. So I was thinking about talking during it, but I was like, what the heck? Why would I be talking when someone else is talking? So I just want to give you some visuals for like some of the costumes that weren't explained. So there was a geisha costume, which you talked about, which was like a silk, like red kind of robe with a dragon, and then the white makeup and like a little bun on the head and stuff like that. And then there was a chola, which you heard described, which was like a flannel shirt, hoops, a bandana.
White beater.
Yeah. Like high socks, chucks.
Dramatic eyebrows. Yeah. And like lip liner.
There was an African-esque garment, which I was like kind of confused.
Dashiki and fro.
Yeah, but like, I feel like just mocking the African culture as itself is like more
an
of the cultural
issue.
Yeah, and like the more of the cultural appropriation than the hair thing. Like she was really focused on like
the hair thing. Yeah. But, I mean, Ray wore an afro for Halloween a couple years ago.
Yeah, but he's also black.
But okay, but I'm saying general, my boyfriend.
Oh.
But that's like in general, like it's a fro. I don't really
know. I don't agree with that. But let me just tell you.
It depends on the race. So yes.
She should have talked more about how mocking African culture was like really not okay. But she didn't talk about that. She talked about the hair.
Right. Like it was a little surface level. You feel like it would have went deeper.
It's so hard for us to wear this hair. But yeah, it's also like, hello, there's a bunch of people who are African and it's not funny to like wear their traditional clothing as a costume. Right. But and then there was a hula dancer. So like coconut
bra.
Yeah. And the fake grass skirt with the flower lei. Mm-hmm. And then there was also like, the best way that I couldn't describe this one is like kind of like a Muslim, like
the attire, the like, yeah. It's like it's not a dress, but it's a dress. Like it's a,
like the hijab and then hijab, like the robe.
Yeah.
There you go.
The robe. I don't know. It's called.
What? People dress up as that?
Well, yeah, do you remember like the Kardashians?
Yes,
like years
that's exactly
ago, right?
What I was going to say.
Scott Disick dressed up as like, yeah.
And Khloe dressed up as a cat and they took a selfie and Khloe posted it and said.
She said some like Muslim quote and people got really really offended.
Say? I don't know if I can
I don't
say
remember
it.
Okay, yeah, don't say it if it's a curse word.
It was chic kitty but not kitty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah
got it. What the heck? They're just, I'm sorry, but the Kardashians are so dumb.
That's a whole other thing.
When Kim dressed up as Selena last year, I don't think you understand how upset
Aaliyah.
I was.
She dressed up as Aaliyah too.
You
guys, the video is still on the internet of her dancing.
Dancing to it. She's all.
I was like, that's so embarrassing.
I was so upset.
Or
I
even just like how.
I mean, they do
stop.
Cultural appropriation.
We don't need to go into
day.
The Kardashians. Well, and then like. The other day, they posted that picture of, like, all the cousins sitting on that blanket
and
together.
And they're all mixed.
And it's just so crazy to think about that family raising a whole generation of now black children.
Well, yeah. Do you remember when Kim straightened North's hair and everybody lost it? Like,
I feel like that was kind of fine.
They lost it just because they're like, that's her natural curls. Why would you do that? That's so disrespectful.
But I feel like that's, like, a running issue.
It's just everybody's
outside of the Kardashians, right? I think more problematic is when Kim's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna wear these braids because my daughter wants me to wear them with her, so it's fine. And it's kind of like,
she said that.
Yeah,
I think it's like crazy, but I already knew it was gonna happen, that they were all gonna have mixed kids,
of course. Except for Courtney, because at least Courtney just does her,
she's dead.
No, but now she's dating Luca from Black, or not Blackish, from Grown-ish.
Really?
Yeah, dude,
she's like,
yeah,
he's only 20.
Oh, well. I'm out of that one.
Can talk about freaking Chloe and her throwing a fit because people are talking about the color of her daughter's skin. I'm like, had a mixed child.
She doesn't see color.
But she puts filters on a baby to make it like lighter. Because you know, like filters like will airbrush your face.
They were saying that she was sitting there like, why are people talking about my daughter and her skin tone? Like, she's dark. I don't see why you guys have to sit there. And like, there was like a huge post about it.
Yeah, but then afterwards she started posting snaps that were of True, and it was like the filters that like make your skin airbrushed and like rosy cheeks.
Yeah, she
and, like,
always
lighter.
Does that.
And it's like, even this is the thing, like, it's cute, I do it too, but it's like on a newborn baby, like, even like putting a filter on them, like, what are you trying to do? Like, are you trying to make them cute?
Your daughter's cute? Like,
I mean, it is cute sometimes, like the little animals.
The
right.
Animals are cute. If it's like the funny ones, but like you can't.
Mom daughter selfie with a filter every now and here.
Kylie's pretty good about doing it with Stormy.
I can't even get started with Kylie and Stormy right now. Canceled.
You can't.
I do think that Stormy is very cute.
She's so cute.
I just
don't know if that's like Travis Scott's baby. Whole thing that I'm like going through. I was like, pretty sure like she looks like Tyga.
Stop.
I guess I never even really thought about that, but now that you say that.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Look right now.
Remember when they said it was her security guard's baby?
He was cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was fine.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know about
that.
No
one knows.
Okay, back to the topic.
Yes.
I will say that I am a very bad, I'm not going to say bad person, but I am
a repeat offender of cultural appropriation.
Pretty much,
at Halloween.
Yeah. On Halloween, I dressed up, what year is it? 2018?
Yeah,
Years ago as a Chola. And I thought it was fun, but I can understand that can be kind of messed up if you actually are a Chola. I didn't really think about it at the time, but I also never would have dressed up as a geisha or what's considered as a Muslim or.
But is one worse than the other? Really? Not really.
Nope.
Def not.
No. I dressed up as Pocahontas in high school. Mm. Like, if we're sharing secrets, that's actually not even a secret. It's like on Facebook, and I need to take that down.
It's widespread.
It's like
mine's public
mine
knowledge.
Was like my Facebook picture. My mom dressed up as a Trolla last year too.
Remember the hoop dances?
My mom is,
Okay. Remember the Halloween hoop dance? That's when I dressed up. Or it was 503, maybe. I think
there's 503, the courts, and the hoop dances.
I think it was 503.
Because hoop dances was like middle schoolers.
Okay, yeah.
So it had to be, yeah.
Anywho's,
so much.
Not okay. I want to get back to this video. So just to, kind of wrap up the video. With this video, we challenge you to look into the faces of the people whose culture you co-opt, hear their stories of being shamed for their lay hijab, and Afro, I wish they wouldn't say that, only to see their peers make a mockery of it. See their reactions, tears, scowls, laughs, to keep from crying as they come face to face with culturally appropriative costumes sent to us by some of the world's biggest online retailers, Yandy. Watch them triumphantly tear those, in the video, they tore the costumes up at the end. So that was really like touching. And just like really good direction from whoever directed the video. Tear those same costumes apart, a symbolic act in a call to arms to young people to end cultural appropriation with our generation. Most importantly, listen to their message. These costumes aren't funny and harmless. Cultural appropriation isn't senseless outrage. It's a painful, dehumanizing attack on their culture, their history, their very existence, and it should have no place in our society at Halloween and beyond.
I'm curious, what is the line between a character that's maybe like on the line, is it appropriative, and like a vague caricature, like Moana? Like
Moana,
can you be Moana?
That's a princess.
And like
that's
in
a
lei
Disney princess.
And in a skirt, and it's like not appropriative because it's a character, so it's fine, but like you can't be like a random Hula
I feel like it depends on the I think, I don't know, we had this conversation earlier about like being a little kid. How are you going to tell a little kid you can't be Moana?
But like adults, we're talking about adults.
Okay, I'm saying, like I said, depends on like the age. Adults, I feel like you guys know better. Like,
so like I couldn't dress as Moana, or could I? I don't know.
I don't know.
But if, let's say this, if, you know, maybe a white woman dressed as Moana, like, we'd be like, what the heck? But would we know she was Moana unless she was with, what's his name, Maui and the pig?
Maui. Oh.
We might think she's just a hula girl because then, there you go.
But right,
you,
Meg.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
My little brother wanted to dress up as a rapper.
Ooh,
and he got a hard no. He
said
he wanted to be Tupac. I told him no.
Bye.
And now he's being Black Panther. I feel like I felt like it was like he's so young that it was almost like him taking on like a stereotype that I didn't want him to take on. You know, I wanted him to be something else.
But Tupac was a real person, not just a stereotype.
But I feel like that goes back to that thing, though, of like a character versus like a caricature. You know, like who necessarily was going to look at him and be like, "Oh, you're Tupac."
Right, they're just going to look at him
versus
as like a
just
little...
being like, "Oh, here's another little black boy in X, Y, and Z, whatever caricature, clothing, bandana, flannel, whatever." You know, like,
so you were more worried about what other people were going to think, not about him actually being Tupac, right? I might be like reaching.
I guess maybe a little bit of both. I think
as a big sister,
I think it's just his age he's 8. So I feel like, you know, the outward comments that are coming in, he's at an age that he's really like internalizing. I don't know. And maybe I just wanted him to think that he could be more things than something cliche.
I think when it comes to characters versus like a race thing, like what was one of the examples? Like I'm trying to figure out what it was. I don't know. I think like, God, I had it in my head and I was thinking about it the whole entire time and it just completely just We should know as adults, like, when it's okay and when it's not. In general, like, it's not okay to throw somebody's culture out like that. Like, it's like a stereotype. It's a stereotype. You're an adult. You should know that. Like, that's like us sitting...
Dude...
I can't even figure out on anything.
Let me tell you. A grown adult woman, I don't know where she was. I forget. Corner store, Caroline.
Oh,
a grown
adult
woman
indeed.
Accused a 9-year-old black
boy
of sexually assaulting her.
Because his backpack touched her.
So let's just not chalk it up to people being adults because clearly
there's
racist, ignorant,
regardless,
silly...
It shouldn't
unstable.
Be happening because it's like, okay, here's my example. Think of like as a religious view. If you are Catholic, you don't want to see somebody dressing up as a nun. That's not cool. Like,
people
that's
do
disrespectful.
It all the time.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. In general, it's not okay. It's not
is
okay.
It
and it's like
funny though, or is it not?
I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's cool. I mean,
I feel like we can't say that you can't dress up as a Muslim, but you can dress up as a nun.
You can do what you...
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I mean, I feel it.
I don't think it's funny. I think it's weird.
In general, I think it's like, you can't tell anybody that they can and cannot do. In general, I just don't think it's okay. I don't think you should ever mock somebody's religion or like anybody's culture in general. It's...
So what can you be? We're sitting here saying all the things that you can't be, which are like...
A sexy
obvious
crayon.
To us
objects
but yeah, be a table, be salt and pepper, not the wrappers but the actual things,
the pizza.
Spices ketchup, be Spider-Man mustard. Like be like something that's not, you know, so much like attached to a culture or a sex.
Right,
just
right.
So then it goes into the Black Panther thing though. When you say
I
that.
Said be Black Panther, I think anybody can be Black Panther.
Okay, I'm not arguing. I'm just asking.
But you know what I mean? Like, would you be offended if we were at a party and there was a white guy dressed as Black Panther? Would you be offended by that?
Probably not.
I don't think I would either.
I don't think that I would, but I feel like...
It'd be kind of off.
Why?
I feel like maybe if a white boy was dressed as Killmonger, I would feel differently. Just because of, like, I feel like his... I feel like that...
But him as the bad Black Panther or him as Killmonger? Because those are two different things. If he was trying to dress as Michael B. Jordan, Killmonger, like, that's different than him dressed as the bad Black Panther.
Is it because his face is covered? Is that what it is?
I feel like, yeah. Because superheroes, I feel like that's the whole fantasy and that's the whole, like, lure of being you know, a superhero is like anybody can be this. It's not just boys. It's not just girls. It's not just, you know.
I think the reason why Killmonger would bother me more is because his character has more to do with like with culture, his race. Yeah. Like that is the whole
That's base a good point.
Of his character. Whereas with Black Panther, like it is, but it isn't. But like,
so could somebody dress up as, you know, Shuri? Or what's the other girl's name?
Is that the like warrior princess?
No, Shuri is the sister who's like into technology.
Oh yeah. But how? But like, also, how would you do that?
I don't know. People. I mean, think
there's
right?
a point
the
at the
things.
End where she's got her like traditional like war paint, face paint.
But that then that's kind of African.
Yeah, I feel like that's
okay,
not.
Yeah. Okay. So yes,
like when they're all at the, you know.
Okay, you can be Black Panther. Basically, that's it. You can be Black Panther.
You can't be anybody else.
That's it.
And you can be Forrest Whitaker because he dies like within 5 seconds.
Can,
so I feel
can
like.
Black women be that character?
Can black women be Black Panther?
No. Forrest Whitaker. Shuri or,
well, yeah.
or the warrior princess or whatever.
Duh.
Right? So it's fine. We're saying that's fine, but it's not fine for everyone else.
Wait.
I'm just being clear.
Because it has to do more with African culture, I feel like. Like their dress and the whole movie has to do with African culture.
I don't know what
name is. Zimbabwe. Wait, what is it called? What's
Wakanda?
The fake place? Yeah.
Zimbabwe. I know you did not.
That is like basically like an African place. They're like trying to allude to it being like somewhere in Africa, which I think it is. Like I think
Wakanda?
There's like a secret that we just don't know about.
So you're gonna go through Africa and go
I
try and find
that.
Right.
Yeah. I support that thought totally.
No, I'm just saying, but obvious things you can't be are don't dress up as like Kanye wearing a MAGA hat. Don't do that.
Yeah, let's please. Leave that in the
Colin
dark.
Kaepernick, don't do it. What else?
You can like
Nicki Minaj.
You can be.
I've seen white girls dress up as Nicki Minaj and put like a pillow in their pants. Be like, I'm Nicki Minaj. Where?
Don't put any makeup on your face to make you darker or black paint or anything like
or
that. Or
lighter.
White paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Light pink. Is that what you just said?
I said white paint.
Oh, don't
I
wear.
You said light pink. I was like.
Don't wear a wig that's like aggressively not your hair texture.
So like an
don't be a 70s person. People in the 70s that were white, like you, if you are, they didn't have afros.
Yeah,
so
you better get
like,
that greasy look popping.
I dressed up as a 70s girl a couple years ago, and I didn't even do an afro. Like I actually did like a cute little updo with like that you would
the
see
poof.
In that. Yeah.
Like a back,
like
a back comb.
Yeah. I kind of did that. Yeah, but it was
like
cute. It wasn't a Snooki.
Can you be
Snooki? It was a cute... Ooh.
I dressed up as Snooki. Actually, I was Dina and my friend was Snooki. We had
that's
a Jersey Shore party.
Literally
though.
Perfect. Meeples. Even though you're way too tall to be.
Hey.
That's okay. That's what Halloween is about.
Meeples. But is that okay? Because they were like making fun of like, you know, Italian culture on Jersey Shore. That probably
wasn't
okay.
I don't know if that's Italian culture.
They're Italian.
Well, that's what they were trying to
I
do.
I feel
it.
Like
saying.
Italian, yeah, American, East Coast.
They're Italian.
Guido but culture.
I don't know. There's Guido a lot Guido of culture. Rules. It's a lot of rules. And just abide by them. And this is my thing. The rule of thumb is if you have to question it, it's probably not okay.
Amen.
But always get a second opinion. But say it in a way that's like not offensive. So I'm okay with my friends being like, hey, like, would this be okay if I wore this? Or do you think this is not okay? And
right,
I'd be like,
right.
Hey, no, that's not okay. Or yeah,
so
it
is. So
then
is it okay for me to dress up as Tina?
Tina?
From Bob's Burgers.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say that's fine.
I'm just thinking of the twerking Tina meme. That's the only
amen
reason.
For the twerking
okay.
Tina meme.
Yeah, be that. Okay, love you guys. Thanks for not calling. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these, don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just spill on your babe. My f*** feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, I let him get.
get what he want. He buy me East Saint Laurent and the new wave. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me. They baby father wanna build. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. If you a f***, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I say, I get the money and go. Dip is hot like a stove, my glitter is gold. Tell that little bitch play her role. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank, no, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know they none of them, none of the same. Go to dinner and steak, only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace, now it's a crib with a gay. Rolly got charms, the life was the flex. Hard to let these know, just in case these forgot. I just wanna check the mail, another check from Mars. That's it, Lou. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting. So don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Bloody moves. Bloody moves.